and welcome to the Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Amber Saravan, owner and baker of Bakehouse on Main, on Main Street, of course, in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Amber, welcome to the Inside Dish.
Thank you, Mike.
So, Amber, I want to start out with reading something from your bakery's Facebook page. It says, "We bake because we love to feed others. Good food brings people together, and it brings people to us." Now, how'd you arrive at that philosophy?
I think I was brought up with that philosophy from when I was a child. All I can remember is my mom cooking and baking for others. She was a big inspiration for me to do this. She and my husband both really encouraged me to do this. When I was a child, my mom cooked for everyone. And I remember having a lot of family and friend picnics and people always asking my mom for her recipes. And it's funny because she loved to give them out. But anytime she gave a recipe out, she would always have to give this little footnote and tell people that she never followed the recipe. So she would give a recipe, but all of her little touches just came from her. So she'd have to give them little hints and tips of stuff that she did, but she never really measured anything. She just did it by taste, and she liked to substitute things. And I watched that from being a little kid, and I kind of just took on that habit as I grew older.
So how did that upbringing and passion translate into a career in the food business and baking?
Well, I went to high school at Warren County Technical School, and I took culinary arts and baking there. Most of my foundation came from my mom, and then I learned more while I was there. My first job was at Ryan's Parkside Restaurant in Phillipsburg. I was hired as a busser when I was 16 in high school. They saw me at a school event. And then from there, I took on their baking, and I did some cooking during the week for them at night. And from there, it kind of just took off. But I never really knew I wanted to do it as a career. After I left the restaurant, I went on into the administrative field. But I always baked on the side. My husband loved my food and always encouraged me to do more. And to be honest, it was more his idea for me to open a bakery. I always said no. You know, I'm happy in my field, but it was him that really encouraged me to do it. He's from Eastern Europe, and he grew up on homemade bread. So at one point, I finally decided to take on teaching myself yeast bread so that we could have homemade bread here, because he didn't really like the bread from the store. And once I finally mastered that, we decided maybe we should just try some bagels. We like to eat bagels in our house, and we like them warm in the morning. And I went through a lot of recipes that I took a lot of different recipes and took the best of them and made one for myself that I was satisfied with. And that's really how we got our start. Once I mastered the bagel, and I would take it to work with me, and everybody loved it. And that's when I finally agreed, maybe we have something here.
So your husband said, "Oh, why don't you try this? Why don't you try this?" But deep down, the destiny was for you to open your own place, right?
yes, definitely. He was my biggest fan and my biggest taste tester.
And how'd you end up in Phillipsburg?
Well, our first start was in Belvedere, New Jersey at Saravan Bake Shop. We were there for a year, but we decided to move on after our lease was up. We wanted to be in a more centralized location. We worked very hard through Facebook and social media for our customers in Belvedere, because we were more of a residential location, so we were kind of off the beaten path. So when we closed in Belvedere, our goal was to be more centralized on a more main street, but it took us a while to find a place. Learning from our location and the facility that we had, we became a little more picky at what we were looking for. So it took us a couple of years before we found a place, and Phillipsburg was just perfect. I grew up in Harmony, New Jersey, so I knew Phillipsburg very well. And through a friend of a friend, who knew the owner of Warren Brake and Tire next door, we were introduced, and this facility had been sitting empty for quite a few years and was previously a food facility, so it wasn't that difficult for us to make up our mind that that was a perfect place. It was pretty well suited. We just cleaned it up and made it our own, and it's become perfect. We love the location, and it's easy for people to find us, and it's just been great since then.
You were talking a little bit ago about the some of the recipes for breads, and you talked about your bagels. But let's talk a little bit more about breads, about what varieties you make and which ones are maybe closest to your heart and maybe that emanated from your discussions with your husband.
Well, we make a wide variety, and we make so many that we don't keep them all in stock every day. And our customers know that. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is that we change our product every day. A lot of our breads we make daily as far as the variety, and then we like to switch it up according to the season and the holiday. So we will make braided breads, like a sesame braid, but we also make other savory breads, like a rosemary loaf. We make Asiago bread, which is a big seller. We make rolls, Kaiser rolls, hoagie rolls, dinner rolls, and those are probably our biggest sellers. We get rave reviews over our Crusty Artisan bread. It's a Dutch oven bread, and I love making it, and there's such a variety you can do with it. And that's one of the funnest things about baking, is knowing that once you make it your own, you can do anything with the recipe. You can change it up a million times over and come up with a different variation every time. And our customers really enjoy that, and we will get special requests. Hey, could you roast some garlic and throw it in the dough for me this time? Could you throw a little Asiago in the focaccia dough this time? And it's fun. I love when people do that. I love making special requests come true and to see people come back and tell me how they thought of it and how they shared it with their family.
See, something tells me that might have come from your mother a little bit, right?
Definitely. But I love the feedback from people when they say, that was amazing. Could you do that again? Or, you know, you threw the rosemary in this one for me. Could you do the rosemary but add a little bit of cheese? It's just, and that's what you want to do at home too. You know, you make a meal, but you want to make it different, or you don't have the same ingredients this time, so let's substitute this. And that's how you find out more of what you like, and that's what connects people. You know, when I get the feedback from people, I feel a huge connection, and I love it. I love when people talk about the food that they get from me and how they enjoyed it, or even sometimes how they think I can make it better. And I love that, too. Constructive criticism is, you know, a great thing, and sometimes it hurts, but most of the time it's a positive thing, and I always, always welcome it.
Now, does the same thing happen with your sweet baked goods or desserts? I mean, you have quite a variety on your Facebook page as well, everything from brownies and muffins and danishes to eclairs and things like that. You know, what are some of the items you have and how have they evolved?
Oh, man, it's probably more so with our sweets. And I have to be honest, a lot of what we make now is what we never made before. And most of it came from special requests from customers. And when we fulfilled the orders, seeing how well it went, and if we had leftovers to sell, we'd sell it and see the feedback. And that's how most of our creations come now. When we first opened Sarah Vaughn Bake Shop in Belvedere, we never made brownies. And it seems so weird to say that, because brownies are a staple in our bakery now. But we had a customer say, why don't you make brownies? And from that day forward, we did. We made brownies with nuts and without nuts, and we couldn't go without them now. We have rice pudding. Like you said, we have a huge variety. It's hard to keep track of. And that's how we like it. We like the variety, and customers like coming in and not knowing what they're going to find, or waking up in the morning and opening our Facebook page to see what's new today. So when you come in, a lot of the stuff you see, like rice pudding, I had a special request over Christmas from a customer who called around to all local bakeries, and nobody would make her fresh rice pudding. She requested rice pudding, pound cake, and gingerbread men. And she came to me and asked me if it was possible, and I said, of course. And I asked her to give me a few days to go over everything, and I called her back and I said, let's do it. And she, because of coronavirus, was delivering little packages to all of her employees through a tri-state area. So it was so fun to do. And since then, we sell rice pudding every day. And we probably would not have done that without her request. And I will say that rice pudding is my grandmother's recipe. So I do try to take from personal experience when possible. We have a huge seller of banana bread, and we make that a few different ways with variations, but that's my mom's recipe. You know, so when possible, I try to keep it in the family. We had an employee in Belvedere who gave us her Irish soda bread recipe, and that's the one we follow to this day. You know, and we try different things out, and we may change them a little bit. But, you know, through and through, we usually try to keep it in the family or through our own experiences when possible.
Well, I think I saw in the same week that you were offering one day strawberry cinnamon rolls and another day chocolate peanut butter cinnamon rolls. And I'm thinking, what's she doing with cinnamon rolls that I haven't heard about before, right? What's going on there?
Yes. Yes. And that's one thing that I have discussed is that we have a whole line of cinnamon rolls. Why don't we just make it bigger? You know, if we had to start over, sometimes we joke about we're just going to have a bagel and cinnamon roll and cheesecake bakery because there's so many variations and they go so well and they're so fun to play with. And you're right. Just yesterday we had our strawberry cinnamon rolls for the first time because we had time to expand our recipe the day before and give it a few tries. And we love when we have a little bit of spare time so we can try things that we've been wanting to. And strawberry is one of them. We used fresh strawberries with a little bit of strawberry jam and some cinnamon sugar. And they came out beautifully and they went very well. And sometimes like the chocolate the peanut butter swirl cinnamon roll, that just comes because, well, we love peanut butter in our bakery. But we had a little bit of extra peanut butter and a little bit of extra chocolate frosting. And I said, let's just do it. And people love that. They react very well when we do things like that. And that's what definitely gives us guidance to go forward with products that we sell.
Well, I imagine, as you were saying before, you have something like a strawberry cinnamon roll or a chocolate peanut butter cinnamon roll. And people say, I've never seen anything like that before. Hey, have you tried this? And they'll offer an idea. And you're thinking, oh, that might work, right?
I have to say there was an older gentleman in Belvedere who got us started on the peanut butter cinnamon roll. Never in my life, and I love peanut butter, but I never imagined putting it on a cinnamon roll. But one day he came in and he said, I have a birthday coming up. Would you mind putting some of your peanut butter frosting on a cinnamon roll for me? And it all went from there. And it goes so well. So we try to alternate between the chocolate buttercream and the peanut butter, and then sometimes we combine them like you just saw. But that was all from him. I have to give him all the credit for that.
Well, and here's my idea. How about a peanut butter and jelly cinnamon roll with the strawberry and the peanut butter, huh?
We have talked about that. When we were trying this out on Saturday, I said to my other baker, now, if we could just do a peanut butter and jelly cinnamon roll, my life would be complete.
Wow,
and then it went on. It just goes on because then we're like, well, why don't we do a Nutella cinnamon roll? And we just want to do them all.
I don't think your life's going to be complete until you have 100 different types of cinnamon rolls and everything else, Amber, based on talking to you here.
Yeah, we could go on with them. I think the possibilities are endless. It's a great base.
Now, Amber, we have around 1 minute left. I do see you offer a vegan menu also.
Yes, we do. We do, and it is growing, and we have a great audience for vegan. When we were in Belvedere, we didn't really have that customer base, but in Phillipsburg, we definitely do, and we're definitely trying to expand our menu. We currently work with Eureka Plant-Based Foods on South Main Street in Phillipsburg, and they are fantastic at letting us try different recipes, and they bring them back, and they sell them, and then they send customers back our way, and not only just what's on the menu, but we do offer everyday products that happen to be vegan. But we will be revising our menu shortly in the future to expand those options for vegans, and I love it. We get great feedback, and I love everybody coming to me with suggestions.
Well, Amber, it was delightful to talk to you today and giving you the chance to kind of share your passion with us.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.